This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. 13 residents of the Illinois Veterans Home in Quincy have died from Legionnaires' disease since July 2015. In response, the state will invest nearly $250 million into the facility over the next two decades. Veterans Home Administrator Troy Culbertson says the plan calls for the construction of new buildings, the renovation of existing buildings, and the reconfiguration of infrastructure campus-wide.
1 year ago this week, discussions were being had on whether or not to keep the Veterans Home open. Here we are 1 year later, trying to figure out how we're going to spend $230 million.
Culbertson says the goal is to transform the Veterans Home into a facility that can properly serve veterans for the next 50 years. The plan is divided into four phases. Culbertson says phase one includes the renovation of a nearby former nursing home the state bought. The renovation is nearly complete. He says some residents will be transferred to the facility early next year. That will allow for the state to continue phase one by demolishing a few buildings on campus. That work will make way for phase two, the construction of a new skilled nursing care building. Culbertson says it will offer a wide variety of services.
The needs of the future are going to be tailored more into potentially orthopedic for amputee recovery, behavioral health, and also a mental health retreat. Maybe a mental health retreat center where current day veterans can transition back into society.
But it will be a few years before the construction of the new skilled nursing care building gets underway. Culbertson says a new water distribution system must be installed first. The existing system is linked to the multiple outbreaks of Legionnaires' disease. The illness can be spread through water vapor from showers and sinks. Phases 3 and 4 consist of renovating additional buildings and continuing to upgrade infrastructure throughout the property. Culbertson says the first three phases of the plan are funded with state and federal money. The state must still come up with money for phase 4. The Veterans Home currently has about 370 beds. Culbertson says the new construction and renovated buildings will allow the Veterans Home to add about 150 more. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.